It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today. The news this spring that Michael Lovell would leave his role as chancellor at UW-Milwaukee to become the next president of Marquette University stunned many in the Milwaukee community. Lovell had been widely praised for steering UWM through uncertain waters and shepherding initiatives to solidify the campus as a research center. When he takes over the presidency across town, Lovell will become the first lay leader in the university's 133-year history. That will become official next Tuesday. As he gets ready to assume his new role, Lovell joined us from Zilber Hall on the Marquette campus to reflect on his time at UWM and to look ahead. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Mitch.
What do you see as the greatest opportunity for Marquette University in 2014?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that we had the opportunity to do is really take the talents and resources we have at the university and put them to help solve the problems that Milwaukee's facing today. As I've been out in the community during the time that, you know, since I've been appointed and even the year or so preceding, there's been a sense that there's a real desire to have Marquette more involved in the issues facing Milwaukee. And so I really look at the opportunity to start implement some things on our campus that will allow us to help make an impact in the region.
Well, we'll talk about what that means. What are those kinds of things that you're hoping to put into place that will better connect Marquette with the city where it resides?
Well, so, I mean, there's several levels we can talk about. The first, you know, being some of the technology sectors, things around water, around energy, around biotechnology, what's going on with the Global Water Center, what's going on the Innovation Campus, what's going on around Midwest Research Energy Consortium, and really helping implement programs so we can develop technology and talent in those areas. What's happening with the K-12 educational system, we all know, you know, how the struggles Milwaukee has right now in terms of educating, you know, our student population, finding ways to engage our faculty and students and staff to help really help make an impact, you know, from some of the activities I am involved with Milwaukee Succeeds, to the service opportunities. You know, one of the missions of Marquette University is to serve others and make an impact on the world, and finding those opportunities to have our students and faculty and staff be working out in the community and really helping make a difference in the lives of others.
A few years ago, it was like 7 years ago, you were at UWM, and you and counterparts at Marquette, and I believe MSOE joined us on this program to talk about the climate for collaboration between the institutions that you were hoping to build. What do you see as the state of things in that regard, and how do you see them evolving?
So one of the things that I would say is that, you know, we are collaborating, but I know we can do better. And one of the unique things about me going from UWM to Marquette is I'm going to be in a very unique opportunity to build collaborations that people could have never imagined before, because I'm going to have such a deep knowledge of both institutions. And let's face it, going back to the original question, Milwaukee has a lot of challenges, and it really needs the universities to be working together to help move the region forward. And so I'm very excited about the opportunities that I see. And, you know, working not only with the universities, but actually working with the city, working with some of the organizations, at least the Greater Milwaukee Committee, the Milwaukee 7, and, you know, others within the region to really, you know, make a deep impact.
I think the term you used 7 years ago, I guess it was siloing. There was a fear that there was a lot of that. Do you see that as better at this point than it was in those days?
I do think it's better, but again, as I said before, we still have a long way to go in terms of what we can do in terms of, you know, breaking down some of the walls between the universities. And I do think that, again, as I said before, Milwaukee is poised to do some great things right now. You know, I mentioned a couple of them already around, you know, water, around energy, around biotechnology, innovation, entrepreneurship. I see some great things happening with the city, and I think if the universities can work with the city, you know, and with the Greater Milwaukee Committee, we can really help make a difference in terms of the starting of companies and helping existing companies grow.
Do you think there are things that Marquette can learn from UWM?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Things, you know, I mentioned innovation, entrepreneurship. You know, I think that we've made great strides at UWM over the last 4 or 5 years in this area. I think Marquette is really poised to have some of the same things. You know, we've talked about ways we can take things like the Student Startup Challenge and the Out Brewery, and that we've done it at UWM, and if why can't we do those regionally? Why can't we have the talent of all the universities, you know, have similar type opportunities for the students to make an impact?
When you made this decision to come across town to lead Marquette, how did you weigh what was right for you versus what was right for UWM versus what was right for Marquette?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, decision first, we went through what we referred to as a discernment process, which is a very Jesuit term. But discernment is, you know, you're deciding not between good or bad, but two good options. And so I had to decide where I thought I would make the biggest impact and, you know, where, you know, I would be at the most fulfillment over my career. And so one of the things that drew me to Marquette, and that's the best way to put it because I was drawn in to the university, was the service mission, you know, serving others and the values of being, you know, a devout Catholic. And so obviously it was a very interesting dynamic, you know, trying to decide. I knew it would be difficult leaving UWM and be hard for myself and a lot of people there because of the strong relationships I had, but I also knew that I could still make an impact on the region if I stayed here and I could be at a place like Marquette where, you know, I could live my faith, you know, which was very important to me personally. And so, you know, again, it was not a perfect situation for everybody, but, you know, when I think about things today, you know, I think that, you know, I feel like I'm in the right place. And I think that hopefully, you know, as time goes on, we'll be able to have some really unique collaborations between Marquette and UWM that will make a big impact on Milwaukee.
Along those lines, what do you think a university leader, whether it's a president or a chancellor or some other title, what does that person owe the people of that institution?
Well, I think, you know, again, I believe in service leadership, so it is my role at the institution to give the students and faculty opportunities and really do my best to give them all the resources that they need to be successful. And so whether it's at UWM or here at Marquette, you know, I need to make sure that people feel like the institution is worth investing in, whether it's people wanting to send their students to the campus, parents and students wanting to come, or whether it be alumni wanting to give philanthropically to the institution, or the business community wanting to invest into programs on the campus, or at UWM, the state legislature, you know, providing resources for the university. You know, that's really the role that you have to play as a leader on the campus.
Marquette earlier this year announced it was reducing its staff size by, I think it was 25 people, to deal with a budget shortfall. Obviously, you dealt with financial issues as the chancellor at UWM. How do you see the approach to budget challenges differently in leading a private institution that does not look to the state for direct support?
So one of the, you know, obviously one of the challenges you have at a state institution, and we've seen it over the last 20 years, is the continuous reduction of the investment of the state into the university. And that's something that a lot of times you cannot count on. The cuts that, you know, when I was at UWM, the budget was cut all 4 years, and two of those cuts were unexpected. You know, we didn't expect to have we were expecting a budget increase, actually, in the last biennial budget of $181 million to the system, and at the end of the day, we had a cut. And so it's much more difficult, I think, at a state institution today because there is so much uncertainty in your budget from year to year because you don't know exactly what's going to happen, you know, with the state. One of the things about a private institution, there's a little bit more stability. If you know your enrollments, you know, projections are fairly accurate, you know what your budget's going to be going from year to year a little bit better.
The amount of money that students pay to be at a school like Marquette is a lot different than what students pay to attend a state school like UWM. How do you compare Marquette's role in the education world with a school such as UWM?
Yeah. So one of the things that are very similar between Marquette and UWM is Marquette was founded for first-generation students. And I look at UWM, and we have such a high percentage of first-generation students. And one of the challenges that I have as leader of Marquette is to make sure, with the higher costs of tuition and education, that we can provide financial aid and scholarships for first-generation students so that we can still have a high percentage of those students get to our campus. In that respect, the missions are fairly similar in being an access institution.
Intercollegiate sports play a very visible role at Marquette, not to say that they don't play a role at a school like UWM, but how do you evaluate the importance of intercollegiate sports in the context of everything else a school like Marquette does?
So I've always said that intercollegiate athletics is the most external part of any university. And so it's a way that builds pride in the institution, both from alumni, the students, and the faculty and staff on the campus. So it does play a very, very important role. Now, when you think about Marquette and its long tradition, in, particularly in men's college basketball, you know, going back to the early 70s, there's a lot of passion and pride in the institution that has been built based on the basketball program. And so for me, it was pretty eye-opening when I was first named at the end of March. The very first thing that I had to do was start interviewing men's basketball coaches, and there was I was almost overwhelmed by the interest by so many people, both on the campus, within the city, and from our alumni on who that individual was going to be selected as.
You're probably getting more calls from ESPN than you would have at UWM anyway.
Yeah, it was very interesting. At this level of Division I basketball, things are so dynamic that I literally was finding out who I was going to be with next in the interview process by watching the SportsWire on ESPN, because as soon as the meetings would get set up, the agents were tweeting out to the world that their potential coach was going to be coming to campus, and so it was fun and interesting that way.
On the other hand, there's a lot more at stake from the success or failure of a men's basketball team here than there is at a place like UWM.
Yeah, and I think so. And obviously, we had a great season at UWM last year with the team making the tournament. And the sense of pride that built at a place like UWM, was really, it was a lot of fun and very exciting. Obviously, here there's a greater expectation that every year the team gets to the NCAA tournament and is actually progresses far in the tournament and does pretty well. And just a few years ago, they made the final eight. And so, yeah, it's a really good opportunity, for us to reach a lot of people, not just here in Milwaukee, but really around the country.
It's a marketing tool.
Exactly.
You are coming to a place that had not really expected to need a new president for a while. Your predecessor did not stay in the position for very long in the context of the university. I'm not asking you to predict how long you will stay in this role, but is the issue of stability one that you and the school are striving for?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, continuity of leadership, becomes very, very important as an institution is trying to implement a strategic plan. Marquette just finished the strategic plan last year, and so now we're in the process of beginning to implement it. And so having a leader that can see through the implementation of that plan becomes very important.
Well, and when you come into a school where the strategic plan has really just been put into place, you aren't a part of the planning process. Do you have to look at that strategic plan and say, well, I accept this lock, stock, and barrel, or do you look at it and say, well, I would really like to see us do this before we do this?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the great things about the strategic plan that has been in place is there's a great framework for moving forward, and they haven't really put a lot of flesh on the plan yet. So I can still have an active role in the things that we're doing within the strategic plan. And I think that the different areas, the pillars of the strategic plan are fantastic. And really, there's a lot of space for us to define what we're going to do within those areas.
We mentioned those basically handful of layoffs, but layoffs nonetheless, and staff reductions. We spoke not long after you took the chancellor's position at UWM, and at the time there was a sense that morale was low for a variety of reasons, things like salary comparisons with other state institutions and ongoing budget challenges. Where do you see morale at Marquette at this point in time?
Well, I think, again, when you have layoffs like they had, that creates a little bit of uncertainty, and people really want to feel like their job is stable. And so I felt like when I first came in, one of the things that was important for me was to make sure I wasn't going to be making a lot of changes just because I wanted people to feel like they were insecure in their job and their morale, could be, raised back up at a level that we would want it to be. We want people to feel, happy with where they're working and not feel like their job is in jeopardy.
How would you assess how you went after that issue at UWM?
Well, we had the Best Place to Work initiative at UWM, and we really tried to do everything that we could for the campus other than, we really didn't have control over being able to get people raises to get their salaries to market value, but really tried to make other parts of the workplace something where they feel, for everyone, feel valued and accepted in their roles.
Is there a similar approach you're looking at taking once things are stable here for you?
Oh, definitely. And obviously, workplace initiatives, making sure, again, we want people to feel valued in what they do and understanding that every person on the campus is important to achieving our mission and helping people define their role and helping them understand the broader community and how we value them in that community becomes very important.
One of the rubs that you hear a lot around not just the higher education world, but the world in general is the cost of a college education. How do you go out and say, you know, and I guess I'm not sure exactly what tuition, room, and board is at Marquette at this point in time, but when someone says, well, why is it worth that much money, what's your answer to that?
Well, a couple of things. The first is, even today, when you look at all the projections of if you get a college degree compared to not getting a college degree, over your lifetime, you're going to be so much further ahead in terms of just the financial piece of it. And so, sure, it's a hit up front, but long term, you more than make up for it. But I think even more importantly, you know, to get a college education makes you a better global citizen. You'll be a better citizen in society. You'll make a bigger impact on the lives of others. And that's really something that at Marquette that we really is a focus for us as part of our mission and part of what we really value. And so I would just say that if you want to make a bigger impact in this world, you know, getting a college education is a great way to do it.
You have pointed to your faith as a key reason why you've come over to take this job. Nevertheless, you are still going to be the first lay leader of this institution. Do you see that making any kind of difference in, A, how the school is run, and, B, the kind of connections you're able to make with people such as alumni who have had a connection with Marquette as a clergy-led institution?
Mm-hmm. So I think, I mean, the first thing is I think if you take a look at the board, you know, targeting me to be the president, that I think it was a very clear message that the board of Marquette University wanted the university kind of to maybe open up or go a slightly different direction. You know, I'm an engineer, you know, who has focused my career in innovation entrepreneurship. That is much different than, you know, a Jesuit priest who typically is, you know, educated in the humanities. And so I think that it signals that Marquette wants to be something slightly different than it has been, you know, in the past, and really, as I would put it, really try to get the educational programs to be not only mainstream, but take a leadership role, you know, in terms of higher education. And the second part of that is Marquette going to get away from its Jesuits or Catholic roots because I'm not a priest? And the answer to that is no. You know, that's something that we are still going to really focus on. And even myself, you know, after I get through my inauguration in September, we have a Department of Mission and Ministry that I'm going to work with. We're going to develop a plan so that I can better understand really the Jesuit traditions and the values. Obviously, I've been reading a lot since I've been named, but I'm actually going to go through some very structured exercises so that I can learn and understand what it means to be a Jesuit and lead a Jesuit university.
What are the other kinds of things that you have to do to hit the ground running, if you will?
Well, I think the biggest and most important thing I need to do is get my leadership team in place. And so it's been very public that there are several important leadership positions that are open, starting with the provost. We do need a new athletic director. We need a new dean of the business school. So during the fall, the very first thing I'm going to do is actually maybe even this summer launch the AD search and then launch the two academic positions in this fall so that within the first, you know, 6 months we can have those leaders in place so then we can start moving the campus forward.
Previous presidents have had an opportunity to occasionally teach while they were here. Is that something that you are hoping to do?
Sure. And not during my first year. I don't expect to teach, but I expect to be able to teach in the engineering school maybe my second, if not my third year.
So your former institution is now searching for its next chancellor. What sort of advice would you offer the person who eventually ends up in that job?
Well, I think, again, one of the challenges and the opportunities is finding ways to bring more resources to campus. And so, you know, we can't always just keep looking at the state. You know, we know the trends, and I don't think they're going to be reversed. It would be nice if the state actually had a greater investment, you know, in the UW system. You know, I'm somewhat hopeful that maybe over the next biennial budget there will at least not be a reduction, maybe be a slight increase. But looking at new revenue streams, that's the only way that the campus will thrive, or, you know, partnering with others like Marquette to become more efficient. Those are really the two ways that we can still offer a high quality, you know, education in a state school.
There must be a certain degree of politics you are looking forward to not being a part of,
though. Oh, yes. Yeah. And, you know, not being part of the state, you know, system, whether that be, you know, human resources or buildings, or it really gives you a lot more flexibility to be in a private institution.
In the sense that you can get things done when you want to get things
done. Yes, a little bit faster for sure.
Well, Mike Lovell, thank you so much. Best of luck to you in this new position, and I hope we'll talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Dr. Michael Lovell will become president of Marquette University next Tuesday. Lovell stepped down last month from his position as chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, where he'd served since 2011 in that role. We spoke with him on the Marquette campus. An exhibit at the Milwaukee Public Museum takes on stereotypes about the clothes worn by Muslim women. We'll hear about it in a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.